You know, you're pretty pathetic. Yeah, I'm serious. No, I don't mean like as a man or even as a boyfriend. I mean that you're pathetic for liking that I'm so mean to you all the time. Because, really, who's more pathetic? The brat? Or the one who enjoys the bratty behavior? You hardly even complain anymore. I'd say I've well and truly broken you in at this point. I think you should just let me be the one in charge now. I already call the shots in this relationship. Whenever I don't get my way in something, I just pitch a fit or act all passive-aggressive and you basically instantly cave. Literally every single time. You might as well just let me be in charge in bed too. After all, if you enjoy me acting like a spoiled brat and calling the shots in every other situation, I'm sure you'd enjoy it in bed too. People always say brats should be made to submit, you know? Grr, damn brat, correction, etc., etc. It's so brutish, so uncreative. Where's the independent thought? You're not like that, right? Pathetic as you are, at least you don't follow the herd like a sheep. You're special. It's almost like you want me to correct you. Yeah, I thought so. You're pathetic. He would never try anything even remotely close. And that's exactly what I like about you. It's high time I reward you for being such a pushover. Come here. Ugh! Yuck! Don't try to kiss me! I'm not gonna fuck you right now. Much less kiss you. Ugh! I've got something way more suited to a pathetic loser like you. Turn around. You're getting turned on by this, aren't you? I knew you would. You're seriously just so pathetic. How does feeling my tongue sliding all over your ears make you hard? Do you like girls spit in your ear or something? Even if you did, surely a normal guy would prefer it on his dick or something. You, though? You're getting goosebumps from this, and a boner. Your pants are all tented up before I even touched any of your erogenous zones. Seriously? No kissing, no touching your crotch, not even rubbing your inner thighs or touching your nipples or something. It's a miracle you managed to get a girlfriend at all. What are the chances you'd meet a girl who actually likes pathetic men instead of just thinking they're gross? I mean, don't get me wrong, I do also think you're gross, but I also think it's cute how easy you are. I like hearing you whimper, and that's why you're going to hand me the lotion off the table there and let me jerk you off. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. You're so sweet to me all the time. It's part of what makes you so pathetic. I act like a brat, and you're still nice to me every time. I can't help but pity you and keep you to myself. Given how I treat you like something gross I stepped in most of the time, you're long overdue for a reward like this. I couldn't just give it to you, though. That wouldn't be very bratty of me, would it? This reward is so special because you just gave in to me so fast. Seriously, I've seen t-shirts that took longer to fold than you did. I guess it makes sense if you stop and think about it, though. After all, I'm way smarter than you. You being such a dummy is probably the reason you didn't ask me to take control first. You poor, poor thing. What a miserable existence you must have led before meeting me. Don't worry, my sweet, pathetic little man. I'm in control of you now, and you won't have to short-circuit the few wires left in that tiny pea-brain of yours anymore. Although, I kind of feel like the current treatment you're receiving may be shorting them out anyways. Ugh, is that drool I see at the corner of your mouth? Say it with me now. Pathetic. That's right. Aww, you can't talk after all. And you're so cute when you moan your words like that. My sweet little loser. He needs a nice, tasty tweet for submitting so easily.
Mm-hmm.
having a brat control you and tease you, slobbering all over your ears. And the only thing you can do is buck your hips and moan. You really should be on your knees thanking me for being your girlfriend. Any other woman would turn tail and run, not jerk you off for being like this. I'm just too nice for my own good. You want to know what's really sad? We're standing here in the living room, and you were so eager to have me jerk you off from behind that you didn't even think about how much of a mess it's going to make. Let's see exactly how pathetic you can be. Do you even have the willpower to hold back now that you're so close? We really should move this to the bedroom, or at least stop and get a towel or something. Are you seriously going to let me just make you blow a fat load all over the carpet? There's no way in hell I'd ever clean it up. Is it worth it to you to have to clean up a dozen ropes of your own cum? I don't see you resisting. So, I'm not gonna stop. Oh, wow. You really must think it's worth it. I've never seen you come so hard from a hand job before. Good boy. Make the most out of your reward. Show me how stupid and pitiful you are. And don't forget to whimper. And there's the post nut clarity. God, what is wrong with you? I warned you what was gonna happen, and you just went with it. You did it so willingly. Did you regret it? Oh? So, you don't regret letting me be in charge? Now that was a good answer. Might just be the second most intelligent thing you've said this whole relationship, right after saying yes to letting me take charge.